closer this Christmas. And the letter for today is
L.
And it stands for longing. Longing isn't a word that we use very often in our everyday language, but we've all felt something like it. We've all felt that kind of unsettled feeling, that feeling that something is missing, that feeling that there's something bothering me and I don't know exactly what it is. And we try a lot of different things to scratch that itch. We say, well, what's the matter with me? Well, maybe I need to go on vacation. But when I have that feeling and I go on vacation, it just follows me. Or maybe I need, at this time of the year, to go shopping. I bet some of you have done that this weekend. And you buy stuff, but it doesn't fill that emptiness. Doesn't fill that thing inside of you that's gnawing at you. Some people will try to numb that feeling with alcohol. Some will try to run away from it by just keeping busy, doing. Other people will try to quiet the voice with entertainment of some kind. You know, the television, the radio, music, something is always on. Maria Boulding, in a book that I've been reading this season, a book called The Coming of God, describes that feeling and names it this way. She names it as an obscure intuition that the truth of things is somehow better, greater, more wonderful than you deserve or desire. That there is mercy beyond anything you could suspect. That's something really deep. Listen to that again. She describes that longing, that thing that's bugging you, that thing deep down inside, as an obscure intuition that the truth of things is somehow better, greater, more wonderful than you deserve or desire. That there is mercy beyond anything that you could ever suspect. And is that what you're feeling? Is that the name of the discontent that is inside of you? Maybe. And maybe it is your heart in tune and reaching out to God's longing for you. The book of Isaiah, those scripture verses that we heard this morning, expresses God's longing in this way. The prophet Isaiah says, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." God longs for us. We are precious in God's sight. God longs for a connection with us. God longs to fill that emptiness. And again, Maria Boulding puts it this way. She says, God creates in human hearts a huge desire and a sense of need, because he wants to fill them with the gift of himself. God's longing for us is the spring of our longing for him. And in fact, the psalmist reflects that echo of God's longing in that verse from the Psalms that we heard this morning. The psalmist writes, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, my soul longs for you, O God." It's almost like a physical feeling. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I come and behold the face of God? Out of that longing, out of God's longing for us, out of God's desire to speak directly to us and to open his arms to us and call us, God sent a message that we could not ignore. And the name of that message is Jesus. And Jesus spoke God's words of longing. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Later, Jesus spoke to that longing, that thirst, that hunger that we have for the presence of God in those verses that I read just a few moments ago. When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." An echo of that psalmist's description of our longing for God. And what better time than Christmas to come closer? What better time than Christmas to open our hearts, to open our lives, to really feel that longing and know that it comes from God? What better time than Christmas, that tends to be busy and hurried and rushed, to take some time to be here every week, to take some time to just be in God's presence, not to feel guilty, not to feel bad, but to open your heart, open your mind, open your being to God, and find relief for that longing and hope that it can be filled. And yes, if you have the time and if your heart feels drawn to it, there are other opportunities. Through the week, our small groups are going deeper into the theme of the week. This week, they'll be going deeper into the theme of longing. We have a pastor's small group that is going just for this season on Tuesday evenings at 7. And Pastor Jenny will be exploring with that group here at the church on Tuesday evening at 7 this idea of longing and how we can open ourselves to that longing. Next week, if you feel drawn to it, we have a fellowship dinner at 5:30 on next Sunday evening. We're just going to share a meal together, and then we're going to come over to the sanctuary and sing some hymns and explore some of the symbols of this Christmas season and what their deep meaning is. And then we're going to go back for hot chocolate and for dessert and continue to share a time together. There are all kinds of opportunities to be in God's presence and to be fed and to have that longing of your soul cared for in this season. So I challenge you to not run away from that feeling of longing, not run away from that sense of dis-ease that you sometimes feel. I challenge you to open yourself to it, to stay with it, and to know that it is God reaching out to touch your life. It is God longing for an experience with you, longing to get closer to you this Christmas. It's an invitation that if you accept, God will bring you peace and healing and hope. And maybe a next step. Maybe that's what that longing is about. Maybe it's about a next step in your life or your faith. Just be open to it. Don't run from it. Because Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says to us, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And so I challenge you to get closer this Christmas and find food for your soul. Let us pray. God, sometimes we have that feeling of being uneasy. Sometimes we have the feeling that there's something missing, and we ask ourselves, "What's the matter with me?" But help us to know that more than likely that is you reaching out. That is our hearts and souls answering your longing for us. Oh God, come to us. Show us how to get closer to you in this Christmas season. Amen.